This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 462 for Tuesday, July 4th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures remain on the rise Tuesday, benefiting from sharp upswings in the Chicago soy complex from Friday and Monday. However, those increases in the Canadian oilseed are fading. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gains $3 at $739.40 per ton, and the January contract adds $1.60 at $744.50 per ton. On Friday, the United States Department of Agriculture surprised the markets with significant cuts to planted soybean acres and reduced quarterly stocks. The U.S. markets are closed for Independence Day. The prairie weather outlook is pointing to more dryness for Saskatchewan and Manitoba for most of this week, with some rain for Alberta. Temperatures are expected to remain between 20 and 25 degrees Celsius. Global crude oil prices are higher on Tuesday following the announcements by Saudi Arabia and Russia that they will reduce their production and exports through to the end of August. Despite the support from that, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are lower. Alberta says its crops are 45% good to excellent province-wide. That's 29 points less than the five-year average. Alberta's canola rates 43% good to excellent. The Canadian dollar is higher on Tuesday afternoon. The loonie rises to 75.65 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close, a 75.53. On Monday, the USDA reported the country's soybeans were 50% good to excellent as of July 2nd, for a one-point dip from the previous week. Corn nudges up 1 point at 51% good to excellent. The winter wheat stays at 40% good to excellent, with the harvest at 37% done. The spring wheat is at 48% good to excellent. The USDA reported export inspections of about 250,000 tons of soybeans, 643,000 tons of corn, and more than 336,000 tons of wheat. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures were stronger on Monday. The November contract gained 10.5 cents at $13.54 per bushel. August soy oil jumped almost 2 cents at 63.67 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal lost $2.20 at $411.70 per short ton. Corn was slightly lower as its September contract slipped a half cent at $4.88 per bushel. Oats are lower, with its September contract down 2 cents at $3.88.5. The U.S. wheat complex was lower as well, with Chicago September falling 9 cents at $6.42. Kansas City September shed 3.5 cents at $7.97. And Minneapolis September gave up 8 cents at $8.09. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, July 4th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.